The Gift of Grace. This fourth installment of our Journey to Redemption series focuses on the incredible gift of grace offered to us as Jesus died for you. Bible verse. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18, For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Jesus died as the suffering servant. As we continue exploring salvation, we turn to 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. This verse highlights the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. This verse emphasizes the once-for-all nature of Christ's sacrifice and its purpose, to bring us to God. Peter underscores that Jesus, the righteous one, suffered for the unrighteous. This substitutionary atonement is central to the Christian faith. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5 prophesies about this suffering servant, But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. This prophecy, fulfilled in Jesus, highlights the immense suffering he endured for our sake. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The Just for the Unjust. John Gill's exposition of the Bible explains that Christ's suffering and his death was a voluntary and redemptive act. He bore the punishment we deserved, satisfying divine justice and offering us reconciliation with God. This underscores the magnitude of Christ's love and the depth of our need for his redemptive work. Matthew Henry's commentary further emphasizes the purpose of Christ's suffering, to bring us to God. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus made it possible for us to be reconciled to God, restoring the relationship broken by sin. This reconciliation is a central theme of the New Testament. Colossians chapter 1 verse 20 states, And, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth, or things in heaven. Quickened by the Spirit, Peter also highlights that the Spirit quickened Jesus. This refers to his resurrection by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8 verse 11 affirms this, saying, But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. The resurrection of Christ assures us of the victory over sin and death. Jesus died in our only hope of reconciliation. The hope of salvation is available to all who seek it in the biblical manner. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 18-19 provides the assurance, And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. This passage highlights God's initiative in reconciling us to himself through Christ. Conclusion. In conclusion, 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 emphasizes the sacrificial and redemptive work of Jesus Christ. He, the just, suffered for the unjust to bring us to God, providing a way for reconciliation and restoration. His resurrection by the Spirit assures us of the victory over sin and death. Let us embrace this profound truth, acknowledge our need for reconciliation with God. Walk daily in the newness of life provided through Jesus Christ. For further reading, Blue Letter Bible, link. Biblia, link.